5.
I worked Hubble for a long time. Hubble, when it was launched, rewrote the astronomy books, and James Webb is going to rewrite them again.
4.
The sunshade is about the size of a tennis court, and that has to be unfolded in space.
3.
Its mirror is 7 times the collecting area of Hubble. You could put 7 Hubble optics in the same, you know, surface area as the Webb.
2.
This thing I've spent 20 years working on is going to be strapped on a great big rocket, and somebody's going to fire it up into the sky. And that is a little bit nerve-wracking to think about.
1.
Picture the biggest telescope dish that technology can make. Next to it, a sun shield the size of a tennis court. Now, imagine folding them up like origami into a rocket and blasting them 1 million miles into space. This enormous engineering challenge is exactly what astronomers all across the world are facing as the James Webb Space Telescope undergoes its final tests ahead of launch. And its aims are just as ambitious as its engineering.
We want to go back and look at the very beginnings of the universe.
That's NASA's Bill Oakes. He's the project manager of James Webb, overseeing every step of the telescope's mission, from design development and terrestrial testing, right through to on-orbit operations.
But we want to go back and look at how the first galaxies, stars, and planets were formed. In addition, we also want to be able to go look at some of the exoplanets that have been discovered recently. We're able to determine if they have the basic elements of life. So we can't really see, you know, little green men running around on those planets, but we can see if they have the basic elements for life as we know it.
How exactly is this telescope hoping to explore this?
So to achieve our scientific goals, there's a couple of different things you want to be able to do. First, we have to be an infrared telescope. As light travels through the universe, it goes from the visible light, and as the light waves lengthen, it shifts into the infrared part of the light spectrum. We also have to be really big to have a lot of light collecting power. So our primary mirror of our telescope is about 7 times larger than Hubble's primary mirror. That drives a lot of different technologies. We have to be able to fold our mirror up so it fits inside the rocket. Since it's infrared, it has to be kept really, really cold. And we keep it cold passively with this large sun shield that's about the size of a tennis court. Think of it as a large umbrella. All those things give us the ability to make the discoveries that I mentioned earlier.
For this mission's predecessor, Hubble, astronomers and engineers were able to tweak and repair the spacecraft and equipment along the way. But once JWST is in space, that's it. There's nothing else that can be done. It has to be right first time.
Right. We can't do the type of servicing they did on Hubble. But Hubble, I always tell folks, it's very unique to NASA. Not all of our satellites are serviceable, actually. That's probably the only one that's really had a lot of servicing. But we're much more like a traditional NASA mission, where it is not serviceable. Where we like to say we test, test, and retest. We simulate, simulate, and resimulate to really put it through a very strenuous test program with a lot of integrity. There's not much else you can do.
So how far out is orbit?
So we're unique. We're not like Hubble that's in a low Earth orbit that was accessible by the space shuttle for servicing. We're going to be about 1 million miles from Earth, out past the moon, at a point called Lagrange Point 2. We go out there for a couple of reasons. One, again, we want to be really cold. We want to get ourselves as far away from the sun. It puts the Earth between us and the sun. It also helps with observing efficiency. Whereas Hubble, once in orbit, you go around behind the Earth, and the Earth will be between you and whatever you're observing. And then you have to come back around, reacquire that, and continue your observation. We can do continuous observations. That saves time. We can make an observation that Hubble makes that may take them days. We can do in a matter of hours because of where we're going to be located.